Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who obtained, like precious faith, with us the righteousness of our God and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given to us all things pertaining to life and godliness, and the knowledge of him who is by glory and virtue has been given to us a great and precious promises. Of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that it is in the world through lust. But also, for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, virtue to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he is cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting King of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ.
Quite regular is our time at church. We attend church services and many other Christian meetings for praise and worship, to listen to sermons, to someone we cannot see. We sing, we pray, and we believe that his Spirit is amongst us. At our communion service, we gather together as his family, and we are brought into mind about the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And like Kesha on a Wednesday, we're always willing to try and take more in, because we want to have what God's got for us. We meet for meals together, which enhances our relationship in fellowship with each other. We join together in prayer meetings, praying to someone again that we cannot see, seeking advice or guidance. We lay on each hands on each other, expecting them to recover from sickness and injury. We witness to people in a normal way, and we expect that God's goodness will fill their lives. We expect that our witness, which is part of the mystery of bringing their lives to God. And how will they ever come to the Lord, we say, when we continue witnessing to people that we've known for years, not saying anything but just being there, not doing anything but showing our loyalty to Christ in everything that we do? What do we do as Christians? We are living life together as Christian people, We're trusting that the fruit of God's Spirit is growing inside of us to give blessings to others by the fruit that settles there and comes out of our character. Not only do we have relationships with each other that is sometimes up there and sometimes down there, sometimes we find that we are called to be a relationship to a certain person because that's the body. But you know, we're called to give a relationship of Christ to those who are not saved. And when you put it all in that situation, what do we have that combines it together? It's got to be faith. It's got to be faith to know that God has called us to be as an individual with Him. It's got to be faith to believe that we are in the right place and the right fellowship. Because God is an order of things.
Amen.
And if He's doing that, we believe that we're called by God to be His people, believing that His Holy Spirit is with us at all times. Romans 10:17. So faith becomes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews 11:1. How faith is being sure of the things we hope for and knowing something is real, even if we do not see it. Ephesians about faith. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. In other words, believing. You have not saved yourselves. It is a gift from God. It was not the result of your own work, so you cannot boast about it. In Corinthians 4, we walk by faith and not by sight. And as I was thinking about this faith, I have to say that if I started to talk to some people who are not Christians about faith, I don't think they would understand what I was saying to them. If we didn't have faith, all these times, situations that I've just mentioned to you, all the meetings together, it would be absolutely rubbish to meet together. If we didn't have faith, it could be what we do together and what we believe together. It could be a load of nonsense. And friends, it is. To a lot of people that do not understand the relationship that we have with Jesus is real, they are happy with it. They don't fight against it. They don't fight against you for it. But they haven't got it. And there's coming a time because it's getting shorter. When those we love and know are not saved, it's about time we prayed harder.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Continue to pray. Amen. Jesus said, pray consistently. And we might get tired of praying for our own relatives. But if you get tired, think about what's going to happen to them and revive yourself. Humanly speaking, it's possible to be a Christian by the way that we live our lives without having Christ in us. And you know what I'm saying. You'll see some lovely good people out there in the world. And they're doing it within their own initiative and strength. Whether they believe that what they're doing is part of the way to get to heaven, we really don't know. But their characters can sometimes be a reflection of Christianity from the outside. But it's got to be inside that we make that measurement. We can attend more meetings often than others and say, well, I'm going to every meeting. What are they not doing, coming to this meeting, that meeting? Friends, the meetings don't get you there either. It's having faith in doing what Christ wants you to do. And if we do the wrong thing, we're disobeying him. So it's not always what we think we're doing is good. It's sometimes we have to take a measurement of where we should be, what we should be doing. And we don't get it from people here, we get it from God. And if you're an individual that hasn't found your gift, then get on your knees and he'll give you a gift to do. The older I'm getting, the more closer I believe that I am more with God in Christian relationship. Amen. With the Spirit of God, I don't take it for granted. You still have to work at it. You still have to remember it. But to know that God is with you every moment of your day.
Hallelujah.
And night.
Amen. Amen.
And that's faith.
Amen.
You won't believe it unless you have faith to believe it.
Hallelujah.
My faith is greater, not significantly greater, but greater than it's been for many years.
Hallelujah.
And some people may think, and they don't say it, but I'm a nutcase. Because that's what we are to a lot of people. They haven't started closing the churches yet because we have that freedom. So what about your faith, friends? What is it really like tonight? How strong is it? How real is it? I hope that you haven't got faith in our God and then turn it down when you think people are calling your names like being nutty. I hope your faith stands strong in the difficult times when you're talking to people that have no idea about Christ, that you don't weaken at the knees. You might be, like me, a bit nutty. But we are worth listening to. We have salvation in our hands from God. We have the opportunity by witnessing that salvation to those who are lost. You cannot have a more important position to do in life than that.
Okay.
Reading the Bible, praying to God are very special and important to us. But without our faith, without the presence of the Holy Spirit and knowing the presence of the Holy Spirit within us, that relationship with Jesus can be missing. As we looked at the verses tonight, verse 1, it says that Peter, a servant and a preacher, be certain that your Christian faith is true. Many of Paul's epistles commence with these words, to the church of Corinth, to the church of Galatia. But Peter writes to these people, to those who have obtained the precious faith like ours. And I believe that that was put in there because there were people, even in the congregations, that were of different religion. They didn't know the truth. That's why he said, I want you to have the faith that I have.
Amen.
Otherwise, you cannot receive the word that God wants you to have.
That's
right. Grace and peace be given to you because you truly know God as Jesus your Lord. That's what he said in verse 2.
Yeah.
In verse 3, he goes on, with our faith in God through Jesus, we have the power to live godly lives.
Yes.
We have everything that we need to serve God and live out our lives for him.
Amen.
Because we know him.
Hallelujah.
And we have been called by him.
Amen.
That's the clue.
That's right.
Not just do you know of him, but fully know him by his Spirit. I'll let them go. Do we honestly know that we can say that we know Jesus every moment of our day? Because he said he's never going to leave us, so who's at fault? If we don't know Jesus throughout our day, it may be our faith. I have two replacement knees and two replacement hips. And when they were required, they were very useful. They kept me going. But they weren't real. They were replacements. Because now they're wearing out, I'm finding out that they are false. And friends, sometimes if people have false religions, it'll keep them going for a while, and then it comes to nothing.
That's right.
I showed Jan this, or I asked her. Because they're wearing out, I cannot bend like, what was his name, Beckham. I can't run like I used to do. Even when they were replaced, I couldn't run. And I can't swim because of them. They are false. They're not natural. And yet, they kept me going mobile. And you know, many physical activities and movements have been restricted. Why? Because I didn't have the real thing. And friends, if we're looking at the real thing of Christ, we won't have a problem like I've had with my knees. But if we're looking at something that is false, like my knees were, then they're artificial. Our thoughts of Christ or our thoughts of religion is artificial. Jesus is the greatest thing that anyone can have in their lives.
Hallelujah.
We know that. We say that and we believe that. Because it's true and we know it works. But artificial faith or pretend faith will not work. We've seen somebody, even Lee in front of me, he's found out what the difference was from a year ago. And he'll tell you so as well. Would you have believed that Lee would be sat on the front row in this church ever? Would you believe that Lee would have gone out to those waiting for the homeless night to talk to them and talk to them about his faith or his journey that's happened to him? Why? Because he's now got the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And that is the greatest thing he can have.
That's right. Amen.
Verse 49. Peter writes, those who have the same faith in myself come to us tonight, it says. Yeah. And those blessings he gives to us, his goodness, his knowledge, self-control, perseverance, patience.
Hallelujah.
Do you know what your patience is like? Not just when you're at home, but with God.
Amen.
Are we patient enough with God to give us the right thing at the right time? Okay. Aiming for holiness in all times of our life. Verse 10, it says, a mighty challenge to all our readers. Remember your calling, and you will never fall. Verse 11, the promise of a great welcome into the eternal kingdom prepared for us in heaven. Thou good and faithful servant, enter now into the place of your rest prepared for you. This is what it says in the Youth Bible, because that's what I started looking at when I looked at this word. Verse 10 and 11. My brothers and sisters, Try hard to be certain that you are really called and chosen by God. If you do all these things, you will never fail. And you will be given a very great welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may feel that you're in a crowd tonight. If you come here some mornings on a Sunday, you'll find that you're in more of a crowd. But that may make you feeling insignificant. You may feel that you have doubts in your faith tonight, especially with this corona virus that's seeming to mystify all of us. We're not meant to know all things, but we'd like to know a little bit more about that, wouldn't we? You may feel the loneliness of having to live alone and not belonging anywhere, even here tonight. You may even feel that in the full truth and honesty, you have never experienced the full power or presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, which gives you faith in Jesus Christ. Please make certain that you know the true relationship with God through Christ and by the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Let your faith and my faith be not just real, but may God give us more faith as we use that faith that is already given to us. Does that song represent some part of your life? When you realise that woman that walked past didn't want to be in the crowd, she couldn't get to Jesus, so she just touched the hem of his garment. And that was sufficient. because Jesus recognized and felt her touch.